أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته الحمد لله indeed it is a great honor and pleasure for me to introduce our guest speaker for today I'm sure that our guest speaker doesn't need any introduction so well known in our community well known nationally and internationally was of the former president of the MZC and also executive member of the MZC currently and also the resident imam of Majlis al-Rabi' in Mitchell's Plain for many years, and it's none other than our beloved Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels. Follow it, tafadl, Sheikh.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi shrah li sadri, ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك My beloved mothers and fathers and beloved sisters and brothers and honorable youth and children I greet you all with the universal greetings of love and peace and honor and respect and understanding and mercy السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته It's a great honor and a privilege for me to be with my beloved fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters of this masjid, Masjid al-Furqan. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ We bear testimony that no one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we also bear testimony that our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final and the greatest messenger of Allah. Al-Qa'il, the one that said, أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِيَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً The people closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the people first in line to enter the Jannah through the shafa'ah of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, are those Muslimin who have put the most salawat on Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. Those Muslimin who have taken of the time on a daily basis, consistently putting salawat on Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, don't deprive yourself of that great privilege and honor on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala hadha al-Nabi al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this holy hour of Jumu'ah to put salawat and salam and barakah on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on all the brothers of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam of the Anbiya and Mursaleen and all the families and friends. Wa ahsan Allah khitami wa khitamakum wa khitam al-Muslimin. We ask Allah in this holy hour of Jumu'ah to grant me and your honorable selves and all the Muslimin the most beautiful ending of this world. And may Allah raise us the day of Qiyamah under the banner of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'd fa ya ibad Allah. After that, O beloved servants of Allah, ittaqullah mastata'tum. Fear Allah as much as possible. Wa ati'u and be obedient to Allah. Fama as'adakum in ata'tum. For indeed, in the whole world, no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah. And obedient to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ فِي مُحْكَمِ تَنْزِيلِهِ And know well that Allah says in the Holy Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله مولانا العظيم My dear ones, just look at how Allah honors us and how Allah respects us. And Allah is saying to us, O honorable people of Iman. So whatever your level of Iman is, you can be the weakest mu'min, but Allah still addresses you, O the honorable people of Iman. And my proof that Allah doesn't care what the level of your iman is and what your doings are, Allah says in another ayah, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. O you people of iman, make tawbah to Allah. Whatever sins you've committed, Allah still addresses you as people of iman. Allah didn't say, يَا أَيُّوَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, O you sinners, you criminals, come back to Allah. No, O you honorable people of iman. So in this ayah, Allah says to us, and this is a secret of success of the Quran. I'm referring to all of us individually. The success of us, where the Quran is concerned, is when you have a mindset that Allah is actually speaking to me. Allah speaking to me. That is how you must treat the Quran. That is how you must listen to the Quran. Oh, you believe. Fasting, in other words, fasting of the month of Ramadan, has been prescribed on you, as it has been prescribed on those before you. Allah says, fasting of the month of Ramadan has been made compulsory on you. I have made it one of the pillars and foundation of Islam, fasting of the month of Ramadan. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, with a hope and desire from me. Allah says, with a hope and desire from me that you're going to change your life around. With a hope and desire from me that you are going to become the best of people and the most beloved to me. With a hope and desire from Allah that you are going to be more aware and more conscious of Allah. That is the reason why we're going to fast the month of Ramadan. That is the reason why Allah has made it compulsory. Allah hasn't made it compulsory that we must also feel the hunger of the poor people. No, that is one of the side benefits. The main purpose is for you yourself, that you change your life, that you become closer to Allah. That is the reason why we are fasting. My dear ones, listen to this serious hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man lam yada' qawl az-zuri wal 'amal bihi falaysa lillahi hajatun fi an yada'a ta'amahu wa sharabahu. Please listen attentively to the words of Rasulullah alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that those who do not refrain and leave off their idle talk and their ugly words and their swear words and their ugly deeds in the month of Ramadan while they are fasting, then please let it be known, then Allah is not in need of you staying away from food and drinks. This is a very serious hadith. Listen to it again, because that was the habit of Rasulullah. If something important needs to be said, Rasulullah repeated twice or thrice. And remember also that this actually comes from Allah, because Allah says in Surah An-Najm, "Ma yantiqu anil hawa." Rasulullah don't speak from his own mind. In huwa illa wahyun yuha. It is actually revelation from Allah. That Allah wants us to understand that if you don't leave your normal habits that you do right through the year in the month of Ramadan, and your ugly talks and ugly words and swear words, then Allah is not in need of you staying away from food and drinks, says the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fasting is much, much more greater than just staying away from food and drinks. Fasting is about Allah wanting you to become of the best people and the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear ones, this Ramadan coming is not just another Ramadan. No, it's a totally new Ramadan. It's a special Ramadan. It's a new opportunity to become a better person. In fact, it's a new opportunity, as I've said, to become of the best people and the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a new opportunity to earn the Jannah. Let me remind again that our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every night in Ramadan, Allah free the necks of thousands and thousands of people from the fire of Jahannam. Now just imagine that you and me are one of those fortunate people whose neck will be freed by Allah on the day, in one of the nights of Ramadan. You know what that means? You are guaranteed you are going to Jannah. After this Ramadan, Allah will protect you. Allah will grant you that you will live a life of the people of the Jannah. My dear ones, listen to this amazing Hadith Qudsi. So what is Hadith Qudsi? Hadith Qudsi is that Rasulullah alayhi wasalam narrates from Allah that Allah says, "Kullu amal ibn Adam lahu illa siyam." All the good deeds and pious deeds of the children of Adam belongs to them, except for fasting. Fasting belongs to me. And I will personally reward those who have fasted. Why does Allah say it belongs to Allah? Because it's the only deed that we know there is sincerity. It's no show off. You can't impress people that you are fasting. Because when you are alone, you can eat. But when you are alone, you don't eat. You don't drink. Because you know Allah is with you. And then the Nabi Muhammad says, وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ. Fasting is a protection. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَصْحَبْ. Please listen to the advice and the guidance of Allah of how we should fast. So if it is the day when you are fasting, says Allah, then don't say any ugly words. And don't shout. Don't raise your voice in the month of Ramadan while you are fasting. All of us need this advice and guidance. And then Allah goes further to say, فَإِن سَابَوْ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. So if anybody insults you, or anybody wants to fight with you and argue with you, don't retaliate in the month of Ramadan. Say to that person, sorry, I'm fasting. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, all the money in the world can't pay this type of guidance of how we're going to fast this Ramadan, inshallah. If somebody insults you, if somebody degrades you, any other time maybe you will retaliate. Allah says to you, in the month of Ramadan, let the world know that I'm fasting. I'm connected to Allah. My dear ones, please make sure that this Ramadan is going to be your best and most extraordinary Ramadan ever. Can I repeat that? Please make sure that this Ramadan coming is going to be your best and your most extraordinary Ramadan ever. And I want to ask, is it impossible? And the answer is no, it's not impossible. It depends entirely on you. You can make it just an ordinary Ramadan, an average Ramadan, a mediocre Ramadan. Or you can make it an extraordinary Ramadan. For example, now in this Ramadan, you don't come 5 to 1 or 1 o'clock for Dhuhr Salah. You make intention every day you're going to come 12:30. And you sit in the masjid reading Quran, or you sit in the masjid saying 500 times, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And 500 times, Astaghfirullah. The same for Asr. I'm just giving examples. This Ramadan, you're going to read more of the Quran. Talking about being extraordinary. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi used to read every day in Ramadan 2 khatams of the Quran. Not 2 juz. 2 khatams. Can you imagine? Isn't that extraordinary? I think extraordinary is an understatement. 2 khatams of the Quran. Because he dedicated the month of Ramadan to Allah and to Allah's book. Imam Shafi rahmatullah was one of the greatest ulama of the world. Imam Shafi rahmatullah was a busy man. There were sometimes he was so busy, you know, benefiting the ummah, writing books, working out difficult mas'alas of the deen. So sometimes he would sleep. Sometimes he would make Salatul Fajr with the wudu of Isha. Right through the night. He didn't go sleep. But in the month of Ramadan, it's nothing to do with fiqh. It's nothing to do with anybody. It's just to do with the book of Allah. This is the month of the Quran. So spend your time with the Quran. There's no time to waste. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. This is the end of Surah Al-Najm. Allah is asking the question, are you just amazed with the words of Allah, the book of Allah? And you are laughing? And you're not crying? You're not crying when you read the book of Allah? وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ. You know what's the meaning of أَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ? And you are wasting precious time. So my dear ones, read this Ramadan much more than last year. Read and ponder over the words of Allah. Imagine Allah's asking the question. And once again, like I said at the beginning, this must be the mindset. Allah is speaking to me. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't people ponder over the words of Allah? أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah's not asking, أَفَلَا يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't they read the Quran? You're supposed to read the Quran. No, Allah's asking, don't they read and ponder and contemplate on my words? And we must admit, we're not doing it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah records in the Quran that our beloved Nabi Ali said to Islam, is going to complain about his people. And Allah states in the Quran that Nabi Muhammad is going to say, alayhi salatu wasalam, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Quran mahjura. Oh Allah, my people have abandoned the Quran. Once again, I'm saying, may Allah grant that this Ramadan is going to be the best Ramadan. We're going to make major changes in our lives. So be in the masjid for Taraweeh every night. And be in a masjid where the whole Quran has been read. Don't run to the masjids where only few ayats and short surahs are being read. This is the month of the Quran. Do you run away from the Quran? My dear ones, make this a special in an extraordinary Ramadan by putting away your TV or by putting away your Netflix or your sports or whatever you're busy with. Put away looking at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and WhatsApp. No, don't read the WhatsApp messages in the month of Ramadan. Read the messages from Allah. extraordinary Ramadan by quitting cigarettes, not only through daytime, but through nighttime also. Take it summa right through. My dear brother and sister that have been smoking, you've been smoking to please yourself. The time has come to take that bold stand, not to please you anymore, but to please Allah. You know in your heart that Allah's not happy with your smoking. You know, and I'm gonna ask you to go to YouTube or you go to Google and you punch in what is the Islamic ruling of smoking. Is it haram or is it halal? I'm not gonna give the ruling. You go, you do that homework. And if you find it is haram, then you take this Ramadan, make it a special Ramadan, an extraordinary Ramadan for the sake of Allah. You quit smoking. If you've been smoking Peter Stuyvesant, this Ramadan you tell him, Peter, we had a long relationship, but this Ramadan I'm going to talaq you, and I'm going to talaq you 3 times. Because if 3 times, you know you can't take Peter Stuyvesant back. May Allah make it easy. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Isma'u ila hadha al-hadith al-azim. My beloved ones, listen to this amazing hadith of Rasulullah alayhi wasalam, that the Nabi Muhammad said at the end of Sha'ban, just before Ramadan, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, innahu qad adallakum shahrun azim. A great month has come to you. Shahrun mubarak. A month of full of blessings. And then Rasulullah gave an idea of the great blessings of this month. فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر. In the month of Ramadan is one night that is better than 1,000 months. Your good deeds in that particular night is better than good deeds of 83 years. Subhanallah. So come every night to make sure that you will get Laylatul Qadr. Don't be of those Muslims that come in the first night and the second night, and then they wait for the 27th night. There's no guarantee it's on the 27th night. It's been keeping a secret so that you strive. Allah doesn't want lazy Muslims. Allah wants busy Muslims, striving Muslims, making effort. Just imagine your company that you work for says to you, Mr. Gabriels or Mr. Adams or Mr. Jacobs, in the month of March or the month of April is a special month for our company. This is a company that was established by our forefathers. So the last 10 nights of April, if you come into the last 10 nights, we're gonna give you the wages of 83 years. And then somebody, one of the supervisors said, Mr. Gabriels, I think it is 27th night. So don't come the all the full 10 nights, just come the 27th night. Mr. Gabriel said, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm rather going to make sure that I'm here every night to make sure that 83 years of wages, millions of money. But the Muslims, they don't take Rasulullah serious. In fact, they don't take Allah serious, because Allah says that it is a better than 1,000 months. And then the Nabi Muhammad said, Allah faradallahu ta'ala siyamahu. Allah's made the fasting of the day compulsory. Wa ja'ala qiyama laylihi tatawwa'an. And the salah of the night, referring to salah tarawih, Allah has not made it fard, but Allah has made it a means to get closer to Allah. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ. And it is a month of patience. وَالصَّبْرْ ثَوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. And those who have patience on the obedience of Allah, The end will be the Jannah. Jamaat Muslimin, the secret of the greatness of fasting is that even when you are alone and you can be, you could be so hungry and thirsty, you are alone, nobody's around you, you're still not going to eat. Why don't you eat? Because Allah sees you. That is the reason why fasting is so great in the eyes of Allah. Now that is what Allah wants us right through the year and right through our lives. That is why Allah says in Surah Al-Mulk, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those people who fear Allah in the unseen. What it basically means is, they are not only people that stay away from wrong things when they are around other people and when they are around salihin, pious people. Because none of us are going to look at a pornography film in front of a salih person. Your father or your mother or your grandfather is a very pious person. Are you going to look at a pornography film in front of your grandfather or your grandmother? No, you're not going to do it. But you do it in front of Allah. يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَخْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah says, they are shy for people, but they're not shy of Allah. This is a secret of our lives, Jamaat Muslim. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those people who fear Allah in the unseen. Nobody's around, only He and Allah. He still don't do wrong. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. For them is a complete forgiveness and a great reward. My time is almost over, but I want to remind you of a hadith that I read about 15 years ago on my way to Hajj. And that particular Friday, I went to Soweto because one of the ulama of Soweto said to me, Sheikh, you've never been to Soweto. You come and you go. So I said, next year, inshallah, I'm come to Soweto. That morning in my preparations, Allah granted me to see this hadith. That the Nabi Muhammad says, Inni la'a'lamu rijalan. I know of people. Ya'tuna yawm al-qiyamah. They are coming the day of Qiyamah with loads and mountains of good deeds. Walakin haba'an manthura. But it's going to be of no benefit for them. Thawban, radiallahu anhu, says, Ya Rasulullah, please tell us who are they? Hatta la nakuna minhum, so that we don't be of those people. The Nabi Muhammad says, they are people like you. They make salah like you. They fast like you. They make salah to tahajjud like you. They do sunnah fasting like you. But when they are alone, they do the haram. When they are alone, they do the haram. This is the secret of Ramadan. As you don't eat, even when you are alone, because of Allah, that is the way that Allah wants us to live our lives. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ayyuhal Ahibbah, my beloved ones, tubu ila Allah. Make tawbah to Allah, wastaghfiru, and ask Allah forgiveness. فَإِنَّ رَسُولَكُمْ قَالْ. For indeed our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَائِينَ التَّوَّبُونَ. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings, but the best of them are those who return to Allah. My dear ones, this is your chance to come back to Allah for all the wrongdoings. This is the chance in the month of Ramadan to cry in front of Allah, say, Astaghfirullah, Allah, please forgive me. And we know that Allah will forgive us. My dear ones, this is your opportunity to decide today that from today onwards, I'm not going to miss one salah. I'm speaking to those people who now and then make salah, or only Ramadan make salah, or just make Maghrib salah, and they are not consistent in making five times salah. You know what Allah says about people that make five times salah, but out of time, Allah's not even speaking about people that don't make fajr and they don't make dhuhr and asr. Allah says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. A wail, a valley in the fire of Jahannam. لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, for people that make 5 times salah. But how did they make salah? الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنْ صَلَاتِمْ سَاهُونَ. But they are neglectful with the salah. They don't have time between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock to make dhuhr. They're busy with work, or they're busy at the cricket, or they're busy at the beach, or at the wedding. Allah must wait. Tonight I will make all the salah. No, what about people that don't make dhuhr and asr and fajr? You know what must mean? On the day of Qiyamah, we're going to stand in front of Allah. And all of us are going to be anxious and worried. Am I going to Jannah or Jahannam? And just imagine, you standing there and the malaika come and they give your book in your right hand and they tell you, you've passed, you're going to Jannah. You know that moment, Allah wants us to appreciate that moment. That moment is such a crucial moment when the malaika is going to give your book, your report in your right hand, that Allah records it in the Quran. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِي فَيَقُولُ هَاوُ مُقْرَوُ كِتَابِيَ. That person, Allah says, he's going to jump in the air, says, here's my book, I've passed, I'm going to Jannah. But just for a moment, think, you stand there, and the malaika come and they give your book in your left hand and say to you, you failed. You're not going to Jannah. You're going to Jahannam. And then they're going to remind you, because everything is recorded in that book. On the 1st of April, 2022, in Masjid al-Furqan, 29th of Sha'aban, 4043, there was a person, Ibrahim Gabriels, he reminded you about the salah, but still you didn't make your salah. So don't cry, don't regret. It's too late, it's too late. So my dear brothers, it's an honor for me to be here, wallahi. And it's an honor for me, especially to speak to those people who are not making their salah 5 times per day, that inshallah you're going to make that decision today, that from today onwards, until you leave this world, wallah, you're not gonna miss one salah. Then you're on your way to success. Then this Ramadan is going to be the best Ramadan for you ever. We end up with the best of words. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Oh, you people who believe, oh, honorable people of Iman, always be conscious of Allah, and that each and every person look into what you've sent forward for tomorrow. Allah's not speaking about tomorrow, the 2nd of April 2022. Allah's speaking about the day of Qiyamah. That each and every person look into what you've prepared and sent forward for tomorrow, the day of Qiyamah. Wattaqullah. Allah says again, be conscious of Allah. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'amaloon. For indeed Allah is well informed and well acquainted with whatever you do. Another way to put it, Allah knows each one of us in detail. Once again, we make dua, Allah grant this Ramadan to be the best Ramadan for all of us and for the ummah at large. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
We say jazakumullah khairan to Honorable Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels for that heartfelt, thought-provoking and very well said nasiha. Allahumma ja'alhu min al-muttaqeen, wa ja'alhu min al-falaheen wa al-najaheen, wa ja'alhu min al-salaheen, wa ja'alna ya Allah ma'ahu, ya Rabbul Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Sheikh his health, strength, afia, and may we be with Sheikh for many more years to come, and may Sheikh be with us for many more years to come. Amin, ya Rabbul Alameen. Allow me to read out the announcements once again, inshaAllah. The Tarawih will be as normal, our 20 rakats, inshaAllah. The recitation of the entire Quran for the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. Like Sheikh had said, don't run to the places where the short verses are being recited. InshaAllah, we're going to try to do the best of our ability to complete the entire Quran this month of Ramadan. Amin, ya Rabbul Alameen. The iftar, inshaAllah, dates and water will be allowed in the masjid, inshaAllah. For now, no eating will take place, inshaAllah, for this moment. Inshallah, there might be changes, but for now, inshallah, the date and water will be allowed for the iftar. Sheikh Sa'adullah will be giving the lecture after the witr salah during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. As many of our musallis know, that the masjid does not go out for any collections. We depend on the Jumu'ah collection, the collection of Eidain, the two Eids, and during the month of Ramadan. And there were people who used to give to Mr. Bayat, Allah Yarhamhu, who is no longer with us. Allah grant him Jannah, Amin Ya Rabbil Alameen. And the donation can be given to any one of the committee members, and also well-known Mr. Ruknuddin. If Mr. Ruknuddin can stand in, he's in the corner there. Mr. Ruknuddin can stand up and the people can see Mr. Ruknuddin there, inshallah. Mr. Ruknuddin will make sure that you get the receipt also, and I'm sure that many of the people know Mr. Abdul Hamid Ruknuddin. So inshallah, Mr. Abdul Hamid Ruknuddin is there as well. The donation can be given to. And as we know, the funds are needed for the daily running of the masjid. And alhamdulillah, the painting of the masjid, the inside, have been completed, alhamdulillah. For the IT department, the WhatsApp, the messages, the YouTube, salaries, amongst others, other expansions. And also the donation for the masjid must be in sadaqah and lillah. The masjid does not use zakah for the uses of the masjid. The i'tikaf arrangement will be made with only a few of those people. And for now, the online registration of i'tikaf is open on the Masjid Al-Furqan website, inshallah. And all protocols will be observed during the month of Ramadan. The toilets and the facilities will be open, inshallah, for emergencies only, inshallah. And also the fitrah for this year will be 67 rand, and the fidyah will be 17 rand for those who are unfortunate, who cannot fast. That's a fidyah will be 17 rand, and the fitrah will be 67 rand. And we ask the people, inshallah, to bring the money or to donate the money as soon as possible, so that we can make the parcel and distribute it soon as possible as well, inshallah. The ladies' program, inshallah, will take place also on a Sunday morning from 8:30 until 12 p.m. Inshallah, so the masjid will be off bounds for the males on a Sunday morning from 8:30 until 12 o'clock, and they will start this coming Sunday, inshallah. And we make dua for our Sheikh Muhammad Murad. Sheikh Muhammad Murad was not doing too well. He's in hospital, but stable, alhamdulillah. He will be going for surgery on Sunday, inshallah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant the surgery to be a success. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. And we also make dua for, I'm sure the people have missed Chita and Chacha, who is sitting here every week and every waqt in the masjid from Fajr until Isha. He's always in the masjid. We make dua for Chacha. He suffered a stroke on Monday morning after Fajr and is currently in hospital in a critical condition. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa, inshallah. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the benefits and the blessings of the few hours that are left from the month of Sha'ban, and may we reach the month of Ramadan. Amin ya Rabbi Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan.
Allah Akbar. Hayya
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله ولا نعبد إلا إياه والشكر لله ولا يستحق أحد سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبد ورسوله القائل أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الكريم وعلى إخوانه الأنبياء المرسلين وآل كل وصحب كل أجمعين وأحسن الله ختامي وختامكم وختام المسلمين وحشر الجميع تحت لواء سيد المرسلين أما بعد فعباد الله اتقوا الله ما استطعتم وأطيعوا فما أسعدكم إن أطعتم واعلموا أن الله تعالى يقول في محكم تنزيله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أيها الأحباء اسمعوا إلى هذا الحديث العظيم من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يضع طعامه وشرابه واسمعوا إلى هذا الحديث القدسي العظيم حيث يقول سبحانه وتعالى كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به والصيام جنة فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم أيها الأحباء توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه فإن رسولكم قال كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبد ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد عباد الله إن الدنيا دار ممر وإن الآخرة دار مقر فخذوا من ممركم لمقركم ولا تهتكوا أستاركم عند من يعلم أسراركم واعلموا أنكم ستموتون كما تنامون وتبعثون كما تستيقظون ولتجزون بالإحسان إحسانا وبسوء سوءا فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره ألا وصلوا على البشير النذير فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتاب العزيز فقال عز من قائل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض الله من خلف الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن سائر أصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله أن تحفظ المسجد الأقصى وأن تنصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي يمن وفي أفغانستان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون استوصفوا يرحمكم الله استوى لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم صلوا صلاة المودع perform the salah as if this is your last salah الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون
نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر تحيات السلام عليكم وصلى الله محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا واغفر لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي وأنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما
نسأل الله العظيم رب الأرش العظيم أن يشفي أخانا الشيخ محمد مراد وجميع مرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد آل سيدنا محمد وأصحاب وبارك وسلم بفضلك دعواهم فيها. سبحانك اللهم وتحية فيها سلام.